This is episode 46 of the Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. Today we're going to take a look at Google ranking factors and share with the audience what we believe are the top 10 ranking factors for Google currently. First, consult the internet and do an internet search. There's so many people that do that that it accounts for about 63% of the market. So if you're not showing up there, you're missing out on 63% of your market. To see exactly how we calculated that number, you can go to the blog article, and at the bottom, we show our calculation in detail and our sources for it. What we believe the top 10 ranking factors are, and in this order, first, content quality, second, number of total backlinks, third, rank brain, fourth, click-through rate, fifth, relevant terms in the content of the page. Sixth, the number of social media shares and activity. Number seven, domain search visibility. Number eight, the number of referring domains. Number nine, content freshness. And number 10, length of the URL. Now, if you're not familiar with all these terms, don't worry. We're going to go through each one and explain why we ranked it, where we did, and explain what it is. Now, Google doesn't tell us exactly what are the most important ranking factors, but by looking at things they release on their blog and through interviews and the patents they file for and conducting different studies and reading reports, we're able to get an indication of what it appears to be are the most important factors. So what we've done in this podcast is summarize all the information and pull together our own list. Now, the first three factors actually come from an interview with a Google employee, so we're fairly confident that the first three are accurate, and then after that, so that's where more of the estimation work would come into play. So again, the first factor is the quality of the content. And again, this comes from an interview with a Google employee by the name of Andre Lipitsev. And in that interview, he states that basically rank brain is the number three factor. And then when someone asks him what are number one and number two, he says quality content and number of backlinks. So we know that those are number one, two, and three. Quality content, we're not sure exactly how Google scores that, but it is clear that obviously they're scoring somehow. What we believe is that they're probably looking at a combination of metrics, maybe ratio of text to video and images, or the simplicity of the reading level, or maybe the ratio of white space to text would be some of the metrics they might look at, but we're not sure. But overall, we know that if you write good content, you will be rewarded. And in the future, like, Google's whole goal is to provide the best results to people conducting searches, because if they can get people happy with the search results they're getting from Google, more people will use Google. And if more people are using Google, more people will click on the ads, and that's more revenue for Google. So Google's goal is to provide the best search results. So over time, if you have the best content, Google will be working to find it and push it higher. So we only expect that in the future, if you're making quality content, it'll only rank even higher as Google gets smarter. Number two factor is the total number of backlinks. So this is basically the number of links from other sites to your site. And this has been long known for a long time that Google looks at this metric. And again, from the interview, we know that this is factor number two. So anything you can do to get links from other sites to your site that aren't spammy or some sort of a linking scheme, and that is a legitimate reason why someone's linking to your site, will help with your search engine rankings. The third factor, again, we know from this interview with the Google employee, is that the third factor is rank brain. And rank brain is basically Google's artificial intelligence system that is learning on its own how to improve search results. So although Google doesn't go into detail of exactly how the artificial intelligence system is doing this, there must be some way that it's measuring search results success rate. And so we're probably thinking that it's looking at time on page, bounce rate of the pages that it's clicking, that they're clicking, users are clicking through to, as well as the click-through rate of the actual search results in the search results page. What Rank Brand is also doing is it's learning, trying to learn how different words are similar. So there might be different phrases that people are searching that are actually looking for the same thing. So it is important to know that Google is trying to do that. And so as you're building content, with that understanding that you no longer need to target just one keyword, they will understand that the content is for multiple search phrases that mean the same thing. So you will want to be including multiple different ways of saying the same thing on your page. So for example, if you have a page that talks about providing car repair service, that you could also talk about auto mechanic services or any other variant of kind of the same idea. What we listed as the fourth most important ranking factor, we believe it to be click-through rate. So basically the amount or percentage of people that are clicking through on your search result to your page as opposed to the other results that are coming up in Google. Now this makes sense again that if there's a high portion of people that are clicking on your page but it's down near the bottom of page one, there's obviously something that users are attracted to on your page, and it would make sense for Google to bump yours up over time. There's been a number of case studies done on this where people get a large number of people to click on their page, which might be ranking, you know, near the bottom of page one or on page two, and almost instantaneously, if they get enough people, it'll jump to position number one. So it definitely has a huge impact, and that's why we rank at number four. What we listed as the fifth most important ranking factor is the number of relevant terms in the content on the page. So again, like we were talking about with Rank Brain, if you can include in your content multiple phrases that indicate the same thing, it'll help Google understand what your page is about and help it rank better. So for example, if you're trying to, again, rank for auto mechanic, you might want to include somewhere in the page a few instances of auto mechanic, a few instances of auto repair, a few instances of car repair, a few instances of car mechanic, car maintenance, a bunch of different phrases that generally mean the same thing. If you can switch and not always just say the same phrase, but use different phrases throughout the content, that should help you rank significantly higher. For ranking factor number six, what we're thinking it is most likely social media shares, and we've just lumped them all together because none of them seem to really have a significantly stronger weight or correlation than the others. And what appears to be the channels and activity that Google takes the most weight in would be, and in this order, Google Plus, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter. And in terms of what activity has an impact, it looks like it's everything from shares to comments to likes, but there's no one particular action that has a stronger impact. Ranking factor number seven is domain search visibility. So this is simply the number of times a domain is shown in search across in search results across all keywords searched on the internet. So if your website shows up for 100,000 different search phrases, maybe sometimes on page one, sometimes on page two, sometimes on page 10, but there's another website that only shows up for, let's say, 100 search phrases, all other things being equal, probably the one that shows up for 100,000 keywords will probably rank better than the one that ranks for only about 100. So there's definitely some sort of correlation with the more search phrases your website shows up for, the higher your pages will rank. And again, each one of these factors that we've included in our top 10 is based on our own experience with our website and our clients' websites, and also a number of different reports and studies that we've looked at. For each factor, we include an excerpt from a report to kind of back up the findings, which you can see again in the blog if you head over to the blog article for this podcast. Ranking factor number 8 is the number of referring domains. We think that Google not only looks at the number of backlinks and the quality of those backlinks, but it also looks at the number of referring domains. And this is probably so that it checks that the links are coming from a wide range of websites. It's really easy for someone to get 100 links from 10 different sites. It's much harder for someone to get 100 links from 100 different sites. And we're thinking that Google probably takes that into account. This would match up with some data from various reports showing that usually when you look at backlink type metrics, that number of referring domains tends to be the second most important ranking factor within the backlinks category. Ranking factor number 9 is content freshness. From our experience, updating content has had a positive impact on search results. In addition, we've seen a number of articles that report similar results. But to be honest, the coverage on this topic is very thin online. There's not a lot of studies or reports on it. If there's any one factor in this top 10 list that we're least confident about, it's this one. But we have seen it have an impact. We're just not sure how big of an impact. Although over time, we do think this will become more important. There's a great article on kind of this idea and how Google probably looks at content freshness, or may look at content freshness in the future. And you can find that again in the blog article. And then finally, the final ranking factor that made the top 10 list, we think, would be the length of the URL. So we definitely have seen a correlation where longer URLs tend to not rank as well as shorter URLs. So if you had, you know, an article on fixing cruise control for a car, you know, you might have a long URL string that includes something like what dash does dash it dash mean dash when dash the dash cruise dash control dash is dash not dash working dash and dash how dash to dash fix dash it. You might have a URL string like that, which is very long. And what our experience would be is that if you were able to shorten that to something shorter, like, for example, cruise-control-how-to-fix, that would have a positive impact on your search rankings and get your page to move up the rankings. There you go. There are what we believe to be the top 10 Google ranking factors. So again, number 1, content quality. Number 2, number of backlinks. Number 3, rank brain. Number 4, click-through rate. Number 5, relevant terms in the content of the page. Number 6, number of social media shares. Number 7, domain search visibility. Number 8, number of referring domains. And number 9, content freshness. And finally, number 10, length of the URL. Again, you can find all of the sources and the materials that we referenced and looked at and researched to come up with this list on the blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. And to find the article, you can just use the search feature and search for Google ranking factors. ProfitWorks provides marketing services specializing in SEO services and website conversion optimization services. If you're looking for help getting more customers from your website, contact us today at 226-241-7827. ProfitWorks. Be the best in your market. Thanks again for listening.